Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iranian Security Council reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early Friday morning. U.S. officials confirmed Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Israeli officials were calling it a limited strike. Oil prices surged $3 a barrel overnight in the wake of the attacks. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. Comprising 7 men and 5 women, selection of the 6 alternates will be done before Friday. Trump speaking to reporters after Thursday's court appearance.
I'm supposed to be in a lot of different places campaigning, but I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial.
Trump's accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star to cover up an affair just prior to the 2016 election. President Biden is garnering significant support from more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family. USA's John Schaefer has more.
The Kennedys stood alongside the president during a campaign gathering in Philadelphia on Thursday.
This campaign is about Trump versus Biden. And what we need to do today is focus on Biden winning.
Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, lauded Biden's achievements during his first term and delivered pointed criticism of Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
Writers for Sesame Street have voted to strike. The Writers Guild of America held a vote. All 35 writers for Sesame Street authorized a strike if an agreement on a new contract cannot be reached before Friday. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Young people think America is heading in the wrong direction, but still support the current president. USA's John Schaefer explains.
According to a recent Harvard Kennedy School poll, only 9% of young Americans believe the United States is heading in the right direction, while 58% think it's going the wrong way. Despite this, more than half of them expressed their intentions to vote for President Biden in the upcoming election, with 53% stating they definitely plan to cast their vote.
A recent report from the anti-death penalty organization Reprieve reveals that black inmates sentenced to death by lethal injection experience botched procedures at a significantly higher rate than their white counterparts. The report indicates black prisoners have a 220% greater likelihood of enduring a botched execution compared to white prisoners.
The White House making it clear President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed during World War II and then brought up cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday, aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are you having fun yet? Hey, happy Friday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. What's turned out to be kind of like a schoolyard conflict here. Missiles back and forth. Okay, we made our statements. Let's move on. And thank God overnight we averted something that could have gotten a lot worse real quick. Meanwhile, Merrick Garland says Joe Biden, he's fine. There's no mental discrepancy. Merrick Garland's words. That's after $1.7 million of legal fees of investigating Joe Biden from Robert Hur. You get the genius Merrick Garland, who's determined. He's fine. And then meanwhile, you've got the controversy with Caitlin Clark, and I want to bring Liz Peek on now, Fox News contributor. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
I'm happy it's Friday, and yes, could things get any worse? I'm not so sure.
It's crazy. Well, just as a sidebar, the Caitlin Clark, I don't know if you've been watching this at all, but this is like crazy. I mean, how would you like it if, here Fox hires you and they say, well, you've been given, now that Liz Peek is working with Fox, you've been given the keys to that. And what are you going to do with it? Now you've been reduced to that and an it.
I think Caitlin Clark is an unbelievable basketball player. And the fact that everybody went completely bonkers when her salary didn't measure up to an NBA salary, I get it. It's pretty offensive that the disparity is so enormous. But you got to earn your way towards these things. Women's basketball has become a very popular entertainment in the last, month? That's really
Exactly, because of her. Yes, exactly.
Yes, because of her. And so good. I hope she drives ratings through the roof. Because, by the way, we watched all those games leading up to the final, including the final in the women's collegiate tournament, and we watched the men's, too. And I got to tell you, I thought the women played better. They were sharper, faster in some cases. But the reality is this is new. So, you know what? It has to make it gradually, hopefully, it'll gain traction. And people will want to watch these stars like Caitlin Clark. But, these things don't happen overnight. It'll take time.
Well, there's
That's
no question.
The reality is that, you got to create money. You got to create revenues by selling ads, and you've got to have an audience to do that. End of story.
You got to have a product. And the product, exactly. Clearly, Liz, in the last 10 years, are you kidding me? Maybe just in the last 2 or 3 years that people have started watching the advancement of women's basketball. I mean, and you're exactly right. I mean, look at the numbers. I mean, they outpaced men's basketball games. So,
yeah, it was an amazing feat, really, feat. And it really was basically hinged on one person, Caitlin Clark. And,
exactly.
You know, the game, she had a couple of games where basically the other team just shut her down, which, of course, you would do if you were coaching the other team. And it was very discouraging and sort of depressing. But anyway, look, I think she's a superstar. She's going to make millions of dollars with Nike. Good for her. She deserves every penny. She's worked her butt off to get where she is. And I hope others come along.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the thing is, that's the opportunity. Just like was, you know, when the WNBA was going south and was barely hanging in there, it took Larry Bird and Magic Johnson to kind of revive it and take it to its next level. And of course, then you bring in Jordan, right? So, she's exceptional. Congratulations to her. I think congratulations to women's basketball. And I think basketball as a group needs to come together and say, okay, look at, we've got to preserve, we've got a real shot in the arm here with this product. What do we do to advance this product so it's win-win for all concerned? The other thing to consider here relevant to there's a differential of games. I mean, women's basketball only consists of 40 games as opposed to 80, I think twice as many for men's basketball. So that's more opportunity to make more money. And so if you got to fill the top line to fill, you know, all the other lines, right? And
no question.
And I think that will matriculate accordingly. But my hope for them is that they honor this opportunity that they have. So, you know, we'll leave it right there. The other thing I wanted to talk to you, I mean, there's so much to talk about. I mean, overnight, I went to bed last night thinking, oh, my God, am I going to wake up in the morning? We're going to be in World War III here with bombs bursting in air and with Israel and Iran. But after all was said and done, it kind of boiled down, regardless of Biden's, tampering. It came down to kind of like a schoolyard bully fight. You know, okay, you hit me, I got to hit you back, we'll hit you back, and then we'll say, okay, and well enough. So I think the bottom line is that Iran realized they were only going to push so far. They're really not going to max this out, thank God. But, we'll see what the crazy proxies do if Hezbollah and Hamas and, you know, the Houthis decide they're going to pick up the mantle here.
Well, they will. I mean, that's been the way that Iran has fought its own battles for a long time, because they can keep their hands clean, supposedly, but sicking their proxies on. By the way, don't forget, not long ago, maybe the Houthis killed 3 American service people, by the way, which, you know, no one even is talking about anymore. Joe Biden did absolutely nothing to retaliate for that, literally nothing. But that's exactly what Iran wants. They want America to be in a position where they can pick off our ships, our people, and we can't really retaliate. But let us not forget the main thread here. The main thread is that Joe Biden has enabled Iran by lifting the sanctions surreptitiously, allowing oil exports to go through the roof, and also handing over to them $16 billion. That is what has enabled Iran to keep funding these proxies in the region and continue to wage war against Israel. There is nothing that this administration has done that is correct or that makes sense. I mean, that is literally a blanket statement, and I stand by it.
100%. I'm right with you. I'm right with, and I say, where's Mike Johnson and the House, the power of the purse? They continue to enable this insanity. This is what's making him so vulnerable, Liz, and the American people are fed up with this. I mean, I was talking with somebody else this morning. I just said, look, the American people just have to respond, because they say, what do we do? You know, we've got an election coming up, and we're not even sure that's going to be free and fair, and all this other, you know, these questions that abound regarding our government. And I said, it starts with, you just got to start saying, hell no, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yes.
Right?
I agree, but I will also push back. The way we have an election that is victorious is overwhelming numbers. Get everybody on the same side. Stop destroying the GOP. Get everyone out to vote for Donald Trump. That is the only answer that makes sense right now, Bill. I will not countenance people who want to take down Mike Johnson. To what end? These people who want to defrock Mike Johnson don't have an alternative. There is no alternative. Make it work. Make the make the average voter think that the GOP can govern and that Donald Trump is better than Joe Biden. That is our sole mission right now.
But I think there's something clearer that a statement and an action and commitment that must be made by the GOP leadership. And we'll talk about that on the other side. More from Liz Peek. Stay right where you are. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I love springtime. The sunshine, the longer days, but I don't love stressing about outfits for all of our plans. Between brunches, showers, and spring break, we need looks that keep up and savings that keep it under budget. That's where Kohl's comes in. I scored 25% off dresses for myself. And with the 15% off going on, I got my daughter a dress for under $22. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want a stress-free spring too, shop at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Women's dresses, coupons do not apply. Offers end April 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Having fun? I hope you are. Bill Martinez here along with Liz Peek. I wish you could have heard us talking off air here. This is good. Because this is probably, you and I working through this. It's not like we're in, total agreement. I think we see the end point of this. It's the process of how we get there, which is the way you would hope the Republican and Democratic parties would be able to work together to be able to say at the end of the day, well, yeah, we're going to end up in virtually the same zip code. It's just the process that we disagree. Right now, it's not anything close. But as you were saying, Liz, and I'm not saying I disagree with you, is that what is the main, and I'm going to let you put it in your words to the audience, what is the primary number one objective that we should have in these next coming months heading to this election?
Look, this is simple. We need to elect Donald Trump. Whatever it takes to elect Donald Trump, I don't care about the little speed bumps and diversions and squabbles that we have to overcome to get there. Joe Biden is a dangerous president. He is dangerous on the world stage. He has weakened our country as we stand up against our enemies. He has weakened us in terms of our relationships with our friends at home. We have a horrible open border, which presents all kinds of threats to our country.
Oh, my. Yes, exactly.
Spending us into oblivion. This week, the IMF came out and said this is...
I saw that.
The spending by Democrats poses an enormous risk to the world economy, not just to us. Is anyone paying attention? This White House is at war with the United States and with the average American. It is run by far-left progressives. They are taking our energy industries and basically throwing out a major geopolitical competitive advantage, which is abundant oil and gas. They're throwing that out the window. They're appeasing Iran in doing that and other countries that are our enemies. They're going to torch our auto industry. They're throwing tens of billions of dollars into a top-down, government-directed industrial model, which even the New York Times today, I think it was the Times, might have been the Financial Times, said, it isn't working. We're not,
yes.
Joe Biden is not smart enough to figure out where we should spend $50 billion on semiconductor companies, by the way, among the most profitable companies in the world. Why are you and I, let's stop arguing about Ukraine for a moment and talk about why we're funding Intel. I don't really think
exactly.
There is a good explanation for that, all right? So,
you're exactly right.
We have a lot of challenges.
And the Democrats don't get business. I mean, look at the Obama years. Well, I mean, Obama, takes what, $500 million, gives it to Solyndra, right? I mean, he's the chief executive officer of our country, gives $500 million of the people's money to Solyndra, and then allows the Chinese to come in and subvert that investment, and he kills Solyndra. And, it's like, wait a minute. And this is the model. This is the mind thought of the Democratic Party time and time again. They are not business people. And,
ideologues. Worse,
yes.
They're ideologues.
Well, of course.
And
well, that because
point,
it makes...
That's,
yes.
Solyndra is not an isolated instance. And what is now happening, it's not $1 billion or $500 million. It's hundreds of billions of
exactly.
dollars are going into these green energy projects in the United States. Here's a little heads up. They are all still dominated by China. Why was Yellen just in China? Because China is dumping all of that kind of product in the United States for zip, and they are going to completely squash all these investments that Joe Biden wants the United States to take over. This is a real problem. And by the way, if you read the Financial Times, they've been on this for a couple of months because Europe is doing the same thing. They are also pushing back against China because their auto industry is in trouble. Their solar panel business is basically non-existent now. And we're in this sort of isolated bubble. Mm. I don't think anyone in Congress reads the newspapers. I don't think they do their homework. The White House sure as hell doesn't. They don't know what's going on. So this
they're relying on staffers,
problem.
Liz. That's the they're relying on staffers. They're not connected with this. I mean, that's clearly the case. They're so incompetent. This is why when you talk about what the people want is they want their representatives to govern, and they're not governing. I mean, they don't know how to govern. I'm not convinced the Democrats certainly can govern, although they make things happen more than the Republicans.
Yes,
the Republicans
they
here
stick
they've
together.
Exactly.
They stick together, Bill.
It's not, I mean, it's, and it may not, yeah, but see, when you talk about people want, you know, the voter wants, representatives to demonstrate that they have proficiency in governing, I mean, give a grade to the Democrats versus the Republicans, and that'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, but I would argue to you that one of the amazing things that the Democrats accomplish year after year is that they keep their dissidents within the fold. Remember
exactly.
AOC going off on Nancy Pelosi and being really rude to her when she was first in Congress? Nancy Pelosi hauled her in and gave her a little talking to, and guess what? All of a sudden, AOC was part of the team.
Yes.
We don't ever do that. We don't just shut down the people who are causing trouble in our caucus because it's sort of viewed, look, I like the fact that we appreciate independence and we appreciate allowing people to speak their minds and stuff, but at the end of the day,
You got to know what jersey. What's your jersey you're wearing, right? Exactly.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Hillary Clinton said about Democrats who weren't sure they wanted to vote for Joe Biden, get over yourself. My view of all these people who are undermining the GOP right now, get over yourself. Get this group together to elect Donald Trump. That is the only thing that's going to matter a year from now.
Exactly. I want to remind everybody, in case you lost track here, I was looking into this number again, Liz. The Department of Justice has spent more than $23 million investigating Donald Trump. Only $6.4 million probing Biden. What does that say? I mean, the lawfare that continues, it's disgusting, and people are getting it and realizing that, you know, Donald Trump's taking a lot of bullets for we the people right now. And
there's
God
no
bless
question.
Him. Right.
And I do think it's backfiring. I do think an awful lot of people around the country are saying, what is going on here? Are these people, the Democrats, really the defenders of democracy if they want to lock up their primary political opponent? That doesn't seem very democratic. No, it doesn't. And that's what they're doing. But, you know, Trump's out there. He's out there in Harlem, goes to a bodega that was robbed.
I love it.
And people were thronging the place. Today, I think, or yesterday, he went to a Chick-fil-A. Same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's. I was on Larry Kudlow's show a couple of days ago with Mark Simone, and Larry asked Mark, do you think Trump could possibly take New York? Because Trump's talked about that. Mark goes, I'll take the over on that. I think he can.
Wow.
I don't think he can, but wouldn't that be something?
You know the needle's going to move. It's already moving.
I hope so.
I mean, among Hispanics, blacks, I mean, and this is what's freaking the Democrats out because they can't figure out how many, you know, they're trying to figure out the over-under of how much ballot stuffing they've got to do.
Well, it's interesting. There was a clip on Twitter, X, just today, showing a black guy up in Harlem really giving it to Mayor Eric Adams, who, of course, is also black, about why he's going to vote for Trump and how Democrats have done nothing for black Americans and blah, blah, blah. And it's totally true. I mean, and yet black Americans year after year go to the polls and vote for Democrats who have purposely undermined education in the inner cities. And it's not an accident. They have done everything they can to disenfranchise black voters. I'm hoping that that cohort, if they don't vote for Donald Trump, at least stay home.
Well, I'll tell you, it was interesting along the same line. You had Stephen A. Smith, you know, the sportscaster commentator with Byron Donaldson. Oh, my goodness. Smith came off with a typical Democratic profile, anti-Republican and all this, and, you know, just rewriting history. He clearly had no clue. And he had to admit after the conversation with Donaldson, because Donaldson, I'll tell you, he was very calm. He took the bullets from Stephen A. Smith and responded with the facts. And it humbled Stephen A. Smith in such a way, he said, hey, look, you're a lot smarter than me, obviously. I'm going to have to do some studying. Well, God bless him.
Interesting.
You know, God bless him
that's
for doing that.
That's pretty honest, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah, quite encouraging, I think, you know, for all of us who are in the same boat. You know, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Hey, but we're Americans and we're about the Constitution and a democratic republic, not democracy. Liz Peek, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. The Iranian Security Council reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early Friday morning. U.S. officials confirmed Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan near facilities linked to that country's nuclear program. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Go against Google and get fired. USA's John Schaefer.
Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. CNBC reports the decision comes on the heels of the arrest of 9 Google employees for trespassing after staging a sit-in at company offices in New York and California. In a memo to staff regarding the terminations, Google stated, "Behavior such as this is unacceptable in our workplace and will not be tolerated."
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for DeRoy Murdoch. He joins us now. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Not so bad, Bill. How about you?
Better than Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know how this guy's able to do this, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you are being so unjustly attacked and told, shut up, you can't say anything to defend yourself, boy, I don't know how much more frustrating that can be. And to his credit, I mean, he must be biting holes in his tongue.
Yeah, I would think so, absolutely. And look, one thing, if this Judge Juan Marchand, who's overseeing the so-called hush money case in Manhattan, said, look, there's a general gag order. Nobody can talk. Trump, you got to shut up. Michael Cohen, you need to be quiet. Stormy Daniels, you shut up and head across the board.
Yeah.
You know, that would be bad enough. I mean, you could raise questions about the unconstitutionality of all that, but at least it would be consistent. But right now, what it is Stormy Daniels can go on TV, say whatever she wants. Michael Cohen's
exactly.
On CNN, MSNBC, blabbing away, making all kinds of accusations about Trump, and then Trump is forbidden to respond to these people. He can't respond in real time to people who are attacking him on the air. And he also is unable to raise any questions about Judge Marchand's daughter, whose name is Lauren Marchand. She's the president mm-hmm. of a company called Authentic Campaigns. It's a Democrat digital marketing and campaign company.
I always love the names. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you can't help it. They come up with these names that tell you exactly what they're not. Authentic, right? Authentic, come on, please. Yeah. Give me a break.
Well, I guess they're called fake campaigns. That wouldn't sound so good.
But I like the other one. I like anything but authentic.
Anything but authentic campaign.
And maybe that's the transitionary phrase that needs to be used with anything that comes out of the mouths of Democrats. Anything but right before, and then you know exactly, right? Yeah, you got it. Okay.
So, anyways, this outfit does campaign work for Governors Katie Hobbs and Gretchen of Arizona, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, the House Majority PAC, Senate Majority PAC for Democrats. That is a U.S. Senate candidate, Adam Schiff, who we all know what an honest man he is, and President Joe Biden, and they've made something like $18 million, according to President Trump's attorneys, since Alvin Bragg, our corrupt Manhattan DA, a far left wing soft on crime DA, filed these charges against Trump back in March of 2023. So you've got this judge whose daughter's company has made $18 million since that court case came into his
Just on this court case, not all the other Democratic affiliations, just this court case alone.
Well, no, she's made $18 million from those clients and others.
Oh, okay, all right,
came in, right? Okay. But of course, If she wins the case, then hey, her dad's a hero. This is wonderful. Keep the money coming. If Trump walks, your dad is the guy who let Trump walk. Boo hiss. You know, we don't like you, and maybe they take their money elsewhere. So the judge has either a conscious interest in seeing his daughter succeed, or an unconscious. You know, he may think, look, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to have her be on my mind. But somewhere in the back of his mind, he's thinking, well, gee, if I rule on Trump's behalf and he gets away with this, then, you know, he's innocent and he walks, and my daughter's company doesn't do so well. You can have it floating around even like on one or two brain cells in the back of his
skull. This is like a Hunter Biden story all over again, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, just let me protect my elite child, my elite captured child on this. How is this not recusable?
Well, that's right. And, you know, this violates state judiciary law, Article 2, Section 14, and it says no judge should be listening to a case if he has any part in it, including his relationship by blood with anybody who's involved in this case, within 6 degrees. Now, there's 1 degree of separation, not 6 degrees of separation.
Exactly.
With a daughter's in the situation. Now, it could be he's totally corrupt. He wants his daughter to make a lot of money on this, and he's going to screw Trump so his daughter gets rich, which is the worst-case scenario. Or the best-case scenario is, look, he's honest, he's trying to do the right thing, but there's the appearance of corruption. And all you need is the appearance of corruption for people to think, you know what, it's a rigged system, there's no justice in America, we're a crooked, backward, third world country, and that erodes confidence in the entire justice system, entire branch of government. And it's terrible for our system if people are thinking, hey, you know, there's no justice in America, this place is, you know, is just a third world backwater. That's not good either. So just the appearance of corruption alone should be reason enough for Mark Chen to say, you know what, I'm too conflicted, let another judge step in. But he's hanging on by his fingernails and clutching on to the gavel in this case, won't yield it to anybody. And we now have the appearance or the reality of corruption in the case involving the former president of the United States and maybe future president of the United States. Terrible situation for Donald J. Trump. Yeah. Terrible situation for our country.
Well, third world countries are calling in and they're insulted for the insult.
Well, they should be. Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of third world countries with more safe and sane and respectable judicial systems than ours has right now. And the quality of American justice is falling right through the floor every single day that all of these, not just this one case in New York, but all these other four or five cases against Trump continue. And you have the entire justice system arrayed against a political opponent of the President of the United States. Not because he's done anything wrong or he needs to be locked up because he's raped or killed somebody, but because they don't like him and they don't want to run against him and his ideas. They think, hey, let's just lock him up, throw him in jail, and take care of him that way. This is the kind of thing you expect to see somewhere with military dictator tanks rolling through the streets to enforce the law.
Well, you know, and by extension, look what they're doing with Bobby Kennedy, a Democrat. So it's clear that this regime is single-heartedly focused, and that's about Joe Biden. Nobody's going to get in Joe Biden's way. I mean, here it is. You're not even going to give Secret Service detail to Bobby Kennedy.
Unbelievable.
Whose family members have been assassinated? Come on, give me a break. I mean,
an assassin killed his father, an assassin killed his uncle. This guy runs for office. Just, may I please have Secret Service protection? The answer is, come on, man. Hell no, you don't get Secret Service protection. Unbelievable. I mean, if anybody in this country says, look, you know, I have a family history of problems with people coming out of crowds with guns, maybe maybe I should be protected. No, sorry, no luck. Good luck with that kid. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean even Hunter Biden's got Secret Service. I mean, historically, there have been others. I think Barack Obama had 500 days, something like that, close to that, of Secret Service protection. And he had, I think at the time when they gave it, he only had like 5, 6% polling numbers.
Wow.
All right?
Look at that.
Now you're close to 20 with Bobby Kennedy, and he gets bupkis. I mean, really, what this all, again, to your point here, DeRoy, this is a pattern that's being exercised by the Marxist Democratic Party, the hard left of the party, saying, look, at you know, we're not going to help Bobby Kennedy at all. Let's let him spend $200,000, I think it's $200,000 a month for Secret Service, you know, detail to watch over him, have him spend his money there on that than buying political ads.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of cash. I mean, you know, between now and November, assuming he runs all the way into November, we're talking, what, 6 months roughly. That's $1.2 million right there that you could use for ads or to mobilize volunteers or for phone banks, whatever it is. No, make him spend that money. And God forbid anything happens to Bobby Kennedy, given his family history of assassinations. Boy, the blood is going to be all over Joe Biden's hands, arms.
Well, what does he care? He's got so much blood on him right now, whether we're talking the southern border, whether we're talking Ukraine, whether we're talking the Middle East. He doesn't care. He's awashed in blood, and he's all ignored by it. He just thinks, okay, well, maybe one of the grandkids or something, maybe the nondescript grandkid must have spilled some ice cream on him or something, you know, a cherry-flavored ice cream cone or something. But he doesn't care. They don't care. That's clearly what it's all about. They're, you know, hell bent to, again, force us to believe the unbelievable that Joe Biden, first of all, got 80 million votes. And secondly, he's worthy of the presidency.
You're right about the doesn't care comment. I mean, this is the guy who pulled out of Afghanistan knowing full well that we had not just the Afghan translators who were so helpful to us who were left behind by the hundreds, dozens, hundreds maybe, but American citizens who were left behind. And he said, all right, pull out, who cares? And those people, who knows if those people get slaughtered. He doesn't care about 70,000 people a year in this country who die from fentanyl, which is brought across the southern border. We're talking about people who drop dead, and some of them are drug addicts. A lot of them are people who are not drug addicts. They're just people who've got, you know, pain in the shoulder. Maybe they take something they think is a painkiller. They take what they think is Adderall because they want to do well on their final exams. And guess what? It's got a little speck or two of asthma, fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
And that's done. You're dead. You're in a casket at that point. He doesn't care about, we never hear him talk about the American hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. It never comes up. Mm-hmm. God, I think it's 8 or 9 or 10 Americans who've been held since the October 7th.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah! Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. DeRoy Murdoch continues our discussion, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. You know, DeRoy, it is really pathetic to think that we have a president of the United States that flat out just doesn't care. But the American people care. I mean, look at the polling. We thought he was in the tank before. I mean, this is a dominant majority of Americans saying that this administration and their policies absolutely stink.
Yeah, this is very true. And you look at whether you look at the border, which and illegal immigration, the number one issue in the country, the economy and inflation, general sense of crime and chaos in this country. Look at all those top issues. And on issue after issue after issue, Trump beats Biden by anywhere from 5 or 6 to about 8, 10, 20 points. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not even close.
Yeah, and exactly.
This is why, at the moment, Trump is ahead, and I think still ahead in 6 of the 7 biggest swing states.
The swing states, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Polls have tightened a bit, but Trump is still ahead in the swing states where the election is going to be decided. And I think one of the things that's kept Trump high in the polls, going back to what we said in the earlier segment, is just the sense of injustice from all of these efforts to lock him up. I have a piece in the American Spectator where I get into the injustice in the New York City so-called hush money case and the conflicted Judge Marchant, and I explain all this to the American Spectator, and you'll see how tremendously unjust all this is. And I think this has fueled tremendous sympathy for Trump, who wasn't all that well liked until all these cases and indictments and prosecutions came after him, and his numbers have just gone up, up, and away ever since. Even people who are not necessarily big fans of Trump look at that and go, this is an American justice. This is now our system is supposed to operate. I think that's part of the reason why, after the court case on Tuesday, Trump went up to Harlem, of all places,
to the bodega
where that Alba, I think, was the name of the store of the merchant, who was attacked by this guy who was upset about not being able to walk off with a bag of chips or something, whipped a knife out on him and tried to kill him, and the merchant turned and stabbed and killed the perpetrator. And I think the bad guy's girlfriend also stabbed, not fatally, but stabbed the owner of the bodega. Alvin Bragg was the same guy going after Trump, tried to lock up this guy for defending himself. There was such an outcry that he was let free, and he took off and flew to the Dominican Republic. Anyway, Trump showed up there on Tuesday after his experiences in the courtroom. He was greeted by a crowd of people. This is Harlem. This is blacks and Hispanics for the most part. And they were yelling four more years. They were saying, Trump, Trump, Trump. I love you, Trump. And then they broke into the Star Spangled Banner and sang the national anthem. And he went and shook their hands. These people were cheering. And this is supposedly, you know, racist, Donald J. Trump hates blacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you have black and Hispanic people cheering for this guy in big numbers, hundreds of them, it looked like. And this is in Harlem, which is probably, you know, one of the most pro-Democrat places in the United States of America. So I think he should keep doing this sort of thing. This is the kind of reception he's getting in black neighborhoods. He ought to be competing and campaigning in black neighborhoods around the country. And if he's going to be pinned down in a courtroom in New York City 4 days a week, he ought to do this. He ought to go visit neighborhoods in New York City, probably get to go to New Jersey if he can, get down to Pennsylvania overnight. He won't be able to get very far. But he'll be able to campaign at least a little bit while he's tied up with this case. And then, of course, on Wednesdays, on weekends, he'll be free to hop on his plane and go campaign in Georgia, North Carolina, Wisconsin, what have you.
Yeah, maybe one of the new mantras might be, DeRoy, you know, Carville made famous, it's the economy, stupid, is maybe right now, shift gears, let's just say it's the Constitution, stupid. Because whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whatever, you know, if you're fair-minded and reasonable, and you read the Constitution, which takes, you know, a couple of minutes, all right, you read the Constitution, you go, wow, are we in violation of the Declaration of Independence? I mean, you could pronounce to this current regime the same pronouncement that was declared by the patriots, the early patriots that came up with this great American idea, and say, look at, you know, all this stuff that you're doing, you know, it is wrong, and we're contending with that. And this is our declaration to announce to you that this is unacceptable, and it's not only an announcement to you, but the entire world, that America will not stand for this.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that is a great slogan. You know, it's the Constitution, stupid. I think another one might be Free Donald J. Trump. I mean, he's not in jail, but he's basically being pinned down in a courtroom.
He is, and we are. See, that's the whole point, right?
Well, that's right.
I mean, it's not just him.
Can't focus on Biden's shortcomings and problems. We're not hearing you're not hearing Trump's positive message except when he can escape from the courtroom and express himself. This also blocks out all sorts of thinking about not just Biden's pronouncements, but everything else going on in the news. It's just going to suck up so much air from airtime and space that we ought to be able to look at a lot of other things: the economy, the border, immigration, healthcare, the explosion of diseases we've never seen in this country for years. Welcome back, measles. You got it. We're going to have less mind space for that because we're all going to be focused on what's happening in that courtroom once the trial really gets underway with testimony and witnesses next week. And yeah, that's what the Democrats want. They want us distracted by this rather than focusing on Joe Biden and the Democrats' massive failings, and instead get people to focus on Trump and then keep Trump in a situation where he A, can't campaign, and B, has a gag order and can't talk about what's happening in the case.
Unbelievable. Exactly.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's great for them, but it's horrible for Trump and horrible for this country.
And, of course, we're not going to talk policies, because what's going to happen is the only silver bullet left in Biden and Harris's pistola is abortion. So they're banging the abortion drum. That's the only thing they've got right now. And we'll see if abortion is that seminal issue that negates all the other pain that America is going through. This is what the mainstream media is going to get behind, social media, the apparatchik of the Democratic messaging will be about abortion, because they have no other bullet in their gun but to try to create such dissatisfaction over this this made-up story about women's rights. Because women's rights exist. They're in all 50 states. I mean, you know, Roe v. Wade just got, in a sense, was was affirmed, and that part of it was made legal the way it should have always been, which Supreme Court justices said it would be, it should be, and that is, it should be the responsibility of the state, not the federal government, but they're pushing the federal government, and the one reason they're pushing the federal government to take a stand on this, because they want us to pay for all their abortions. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the GOP ought to stick to what it said for 49 years, almost half a century, between Roe v. Wade and the Dobbs decision, which is, look, the federal government needs to get out of this business. 50 states can decide what policy they're going to have on abortion, and let, if you're upset about abortion, call your governor, call your state senator, call your state representative, and let them figure it out. The federal government is now out of the abortion business, and that's Amen. Where we're at to decide. Now, I know there are people like Lindsey Graham who've said that for all their careers, and as soon as the Dobbs decision got passed, got approved, or got ruled on, and Roe v. Wade went away, then they said, no, 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 we want to bring abortion back to Washington. That is absurd. If that's exactly what the GOP wanted, that's what the GOP should have run on for 49 years. Mm-hmm. They ran on for half a century and let the states decide, so they got what they wanted, so now let's live with what the GOP campaigned on from the Nixon era until the Biden era. Roe v. Wade is gone. Beautiful. Let the states decide. That's where it ought to sit. Mm-hmm. And I think the only federal involvement should be where Medicaid and Medicare, I guess Medicare wouldn't really apply, but where Medicaid funds and federal funds get spent. And if there's federal money, then yes, the Congress should be involved in saying, yes, we will fund these abortions. We won't fund those abortions. We won't have those fights about funding, then great. But let 50 states decide what to do. This is what the GOP pushed for almost 50 years. And people like Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham are saying, no, 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 wrong. We want to reverse what we did for half a century. And
oh my God.
Washington make those decisions. No, wrong. That's awful.
Yeah.
I think Trump's position, which is let 50 states decide, and that's what the law will be in each state, is exactly what the GOP pushed for half a century. I think he's completely in alignment with GOP's mainstream thinking for the last half century, and that's exactly where it ought to be.
You know, DeRoy, you're exactly right, because this is a one sentence response. This should, you know, a paragraph at most, but a very short paragraph response that the Republicans should have in their, you know, in their shirt pocket, that any time abortion comes up, this is the lockstep response that the GOP should have on this. And you and I said this from day one, is that it has already been decided. Why are you picking this up? Right? You know?
Yep, the Supreme Court has spoken. If you're upset about this, call your governor, call your state senator, call your state representative. The U.S., the federal government is no longer involved in making decisions about who can and can't get an abortion. Call your state capitol. Next question. Boom.
Exactly.
Oh, 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks, this week, how many months, blah, 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 you know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to stand up for what you believe in. In mass. I mean, if we're going to do something about this government of ours, reelect Donald Trump, but you need to send him with plenty of, of support. He can't go in there by himself, because DeRoy, the bottom line, we've got about 50 seconds here, is that we are at war with an insurgency of anti-American Marxist socialists that are following the plan that Barack Obama talked about when he announced, the fundamental transformation of America. They have a different idea of America. It's not America. We need to hold to these foundational principles. What say you?
I think you're right about that. And as I keep saying, this is not the Hubert Humphrey Party or the Walter Mondale Party or even the Bill Clinton Party. We've seen people shutting down Golden Gate Bridge, shutting down Brooklyn Bridge, burning American flag, yelling death to America. And Hillary Vaughn, one of the best correspondents we have at Fox News, approached Congresswoman AOC and Congresswoman Katie Porter and a number of others and said, are you okay with people yelling death to America and burning the American flag? You know what the response was? Oh, I'm not talking about that. I don't talk to Fox News. Keep your mouth shut. How hard it would be for a member of the U.S. House of Representatives to say, I'm opposed to people burning the American flag, and I discourage people who say death to America. That's it. They couldn't say that, because you know what? They're comfortable with people burning the American flag. They're okay with people yelling death to America. And this is the state of the modern Democrat Party.
That's the bottom line. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
Thanks very much.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.